woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, happy Monday, February 1st. Doesn't that feel smooth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that.
So TJ is the one in the room who's excited the most about this. What is it about a month starting on a Monday that makes you feel so good?
Because in my mind, the week starts on Monday. Some people say Sundays, but it's Monday is the correct answer. So the fact that a new month is starting on a Monday makes it really easy to keep track of what day it is. Ooh, do I like that? Do I find that soothing?
Well, and here's the thing. Because it's not a leap year, February is exactly 4 weeks long, meaning March will also start on a Monday.
2 months of me feeling soothed. It's like I bathed myself in moisturizer.
It's going to be a good month for TJ. Now, exactly an hour from right now, we're going to have your opportunity at another Live Rent Free in 2021. We'll hook you up with the Google Smart Home Mini this morning, and we want to get you in that drawing because the draw happens pretty soon, so you might want to get in on that. Check it in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
A Toronto student came up with a new dating app, and it's being called Love is Blind for Canadians. So essentially, it's a virtual blind date where you match with somebody, but you don't get to see their profile, so you have to chat back and forth, and then after a little while, you're both prompted to whether or not you want to see the person's profile and continue the conversation. And I just think it's really interesting that we're still coming up with ways to not see each other's faces.
It's a no for me, dog.
No.
I think I like most people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I wouldn't say I'm attracted to most people.
Yeah. It'll make you realize how important physical appearance is to you very quickly.
I don't think that's bad. I think we need to say, like, listen, if I'm physical attraction matters.
Guys, normalize vanity.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's right. It's not vanity. Jax, what's up with you?
I just wanted to give you a heads up that you don't have much time, everyone, to order your Valentine's.
Sorry, that was really dark. What was that?
Whoa. Valentine's gifts. You have less than 2 weeks to order your Valentine's gifts. I was perusing around online, maybe looking for Valentine's things, and most Amazon orders are now shipping between the 18th and 27th. So after Valentine's Day. So
that's
get on
good.
It, boys and girls.
Doesn't it just feel like we just missed the Christmas deadline?
Yeah,
I guess now it's the Valentine's Day gift.
Producer Jesse.
Adam, I think to piggyback off of Jax, I want to tee you up here for your rant about how Valentine's Day is only 4 weeks after Christmas and how you hate it.
Having a paycheck.
So tell us why Valentine's Day is
my issue with Valentine's Day, first off, is that, I mean, everybody knows that first off, it's a pointless thing. You don't have to. You don't need this day to celebrate on the same day as everybody else. Some guy who wrote some letters from jail in the 16th century. Whoa. That's what it was.
What?
That's what he did. Same Valentine. And so then you got to spend a pile of money after you just got yourself out of debt.
You don't need to spend a pile of money.
Jax.
You don't need to.
Jax.
No.
Jax.
You can just be sweet and honor the day.
Do you want to tell her?
I'm not getting involved.
You don't want to? Oh, you're going to? Oh.
Neither
of you guys want to tell her?
No, Adam, I think it still represents that guy who wrote the letters. Yeah, that's what everybody thinks about when they think about Valentine's Day.
Definitely not St. Valentine or Cupid. It's definitely the guy in jail who wrote letters.
You know, I'm really going to take Valentine's advice from the divorce guy on this one. No,
you know what? She makes a good point. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to say to that.
I love you.
No, you don't. Get away from me. Drake made a guy's weekend, paid off his OSAP this weekend. We're going to tell you about it. 7:08 on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Student debt's the worst. It's the time in your life when you make the least amount of money, and then all of a sudden you have this crippling debt that's kind of hanging over you. Like, hey, I'm also here.
And then when you start in the workforce, it's like, spend the first 5 to 7 years paying this off.
Yeah, exactly.
Very comforting.
Yeah,
very
exactly. Comforting. So, 6BuzzTV on Instagram announced and posted a video from a Toronto-based rapper. And he said his goal in 2021 was to get and save more money than he did in 2020. Yeah. And after he started the year with $500, he counts his current stack of cash is up to $1,300. Good for him, right?
Boy, attaboy.
Yeah. Surprisingly, Drake popped up in the comments and said, yo, what's this man's PayPal? I'm doubling this guy. Yeah. In a follow-up video, he confirmed that Drake actually paid And he went above and beyond by taking care of his student debt as well.
Awesome. Poppy's always watching.
He said, yo, fam, listen, I got a big up Drizzy. The one and only Drake. He is a man of his word. He doubled my money. And on top of that, I told him about my OSAP, and he cleared my debts. So I gotta rep this guy. Biggest name in the city. Trying to be like him one day. Pretty cool, right?
That's pretty rad.
He's always given back. Like, he's always been really good about that, whether it's the city or different communities. Like, he's always, been a man of his word.
Also, it's just nice to know that you never know who's going to pop up on your Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Or
Instagram Live, sorry.
Yeah. You could just honestly be hanging out in the comment section and somebody could hit you back, right? Yeah. That's kind of a cool thing. That's never...
Or terrifying.
Five, 10 years ago, like, just not even possible. You would have never, if Drake was this big 10 years ago, there's no way you're going to get in contact with him.
Well, judging from the Instagram story that I just saw Drake put up about 5 minutes ago, he's just chilling on a beach in Barbados right
now. Is he?
So he's just watching. Yeah. So if you need some money, he's active right now.
What is he doing awake right now? Like, he didn't have to be up this early.
Not putting out his album.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, that's true. We need that. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Text message from the 416. I've seen this TikTok from a guy that lives in Toronto and sublets his apartment to people that want to party. So everybody signs a form saying they live there and they can party. And apparently they've sent it to our DMs on Instagram.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Now, there was a man arrested and fined $17,000 for a makeshift nightclub he made in his penthouse.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
the rave cave.
I'm sure this happens all over the place. Like,
if
you got the apartment on the top of the building, the chances of anybody catching you are pretty slim. Like, you could close the curtains and, like, what is anybody going
to
do?
Pre-COVID, I dated a girl and they used to have a serious problem with people renting out the party room and then turning it into a club for the night.
Really?
Oh,
and
really?
There would be times where you'd walk in, there'd be everyone wearing fancy jeans. That's the best way I can describe it. And there'd be like 200 people getting off an elevator and you'd be like, what is happening?
God. That's what happened to a condo I lived on Charles Street. X2? And they called it Club X.
Because
it had an outdoor patio about 8 floors up. It was gorgeous. Right off Church Street.
Yeah, right outside the village, all the boys were out. I remember. I heard about that place. It was incredible.
These boys were carved from marble.
Oh, yeah.
They were gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. Not a hair on them and not an ounce of fat on them either. Like, just abs. Anyway, so it was a big pool party. Now, in Vancouver, they launched an investigation about a week ago after witnesses said they saw a large party inside the apartment. Police handed out numerous fines. including to one who was working as the doorman.
Okay.
Love it.
And refused to let the police in, so the bouncer wouldn't let the police in the front door.
That's commitment to your job.
Wow. After two more large parties were held this weekend, officers returned with a search warrant in the early hours of January 31st. It's an 1,100 square foot apartment, which is quite big.
Yeah.
And was packed with people, appeared to be running as a nightclub and a show lounge. So they might have been putting on a show.
The audacity.
Like you might have been bringing in performer.
Yeah.
What?
You know, like when you go to like a burlesque thing downtown and people are like hanging from the ceiling and stuff like that?
Love it.
I think that's what he was doing.
If you can put on a show at your nightclub condo party, I'm sure the fine isn't that bad. And of course, this is bad, all that fun
obviously.
Stuff. But like,
but I was wondering the same thing. Like, okay, so this guy can afford to have all this happening at his party, right? And like have performers there.
And fire spinners.
Is $17,000 going to matter to him?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Matters to us.
I know it's bad, but it sounds like a lot of fun. But I won't go. It's illegal. Don't do that. Okay?
I know. Yeah. It sounds like a blast after COVID. But boy, I really wish COVID was gone so we could go to this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you were a younger, a more emotional person, or maybe you're still the person, okay, you're still this person, what was and what is the song that will always make you cry?
Incubus's Drive, or that song, I'll Be, that one?
Yes. Okay. No,
how's it going? How does it go? I don't even know what song she's singing.
It's Edwin McCain, I'll Be.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Let me pull it up. Oh, okay. All right. I'll Be Edwin McCain. Oh, it's coming up. All right. Let's see what Jax listens to. And
I cried a lot, so it's hard to narrow it down.
Okay.
Had a lot of emotions.
This makes you sorry, cry?
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Steal my breath.
Here, let's see if we can...
Yeah.
That we belong together. Dust it out.
finishing her shift at where did you used to work?
Sobeys.
Sobeys. Sitting in the car. Having a good cry.
No. I was actually listening on my iPod because I didn't have my license until I was 23.
Oh. So, yeah. Wow, that's another thing I didn't know about you.
Okay, on your walk, London.
There it is. Okay, so TJ, what's yours?
Mine's less cool. Robbie Williams, Angels.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That song gets
me. Yeah.
Really?
I can't think of a song off the top of my head.
Okay, so this one is, it's a great song and was huge in England, and Robbie was huge in England, not as big over here, but should have been bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he was.
This is where we go.
Hang on. So when I'm
lying in my bed. It reminds me of my.
It's building. It's building.
I don't know why. Like, I guess you would listen to it. And I feel the love is dead.
I'm loving it. You ready? Big chorus here.
Oh, no. And through where.
I'm 11.
I was going to say, how old are you when this song came out?
But I hear this and I'm like, why does this make me feel feelings? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you mine. Yeah. And then I'm going to give you Billie Eilish's, okay?
Okay.
So this one was, okay, I want to take you back to grade 7.
It's Guns N' Roses.
No, it's not. Adam is, he's at the West Rouge Community Center at the dance.
Yeah.
And no girl really likes him, but he's thinking like, you know, one day I'm going to be able to feel this way about somebody. And it is.
Oh, no.
TJ, do you know this song?
I don't.
Okay, so that's Justin Timberlake, NSYNC. Remember, for some people, they don't know that Justin Timberlake was in a band.
Adam, we're the same age and I can feel this grade 6 vibe, yeah.
Just. Okay, get ready. Get ready. It's the chorus here that will take you.
Here we go.
Oh, I know this.
This song does not get enough credit. It's a jam. It's one of those things that, like, when Justin Timberlake goes on tour again, I'm like, can you just do one or two NSYNC songs? Can you do something?
Wait, I want to circle back. This made you cry at a school dance?
Well, I didn't cry at the dance.
Yeah.
It was like, I heard that song, and it was like, and it was funny, because Much Music used to do the video dances.
Yeah.
So this was a video dance, and I watched, like, the music video, and I was, like, standing by myself watching the video. Anyway, but I remember thinking, like, I remember watching it on the Much Music Countdown later that night and being like, because they used to do the replays on Friday night. Anyway, this is the song. So you've got three emotional songs there, right? Billie Eilish chose this one.
I love that.
Mr. Brightside from The Killers. Great song.
It is a good song.
The video adds to it too.
Yeah.
What a weird video.
And the thing is, this whole song is about falling in love with somebody who doesn't even know you exist. So, and this is all to promote her new documentary, right? So she's got this whole thing coming out. I think it's going to be, some music documentaries are like, they're always good. Like Justin Bieber's was good. Even, you know what was really good one was One Direction. They had like a movie.
Incredible.
It was very funny, sort of lighthearted.
The first one that came out about them, right?
Yeah.
Because it was a couple.
Didn't take themselves too seriously, that sort of thing. But then there's ones that you're like, okay, you're just feeding me BS here. I think Billie Eilish is going to be pretty raw and real. I'm sort of excited to get a little bit more of an insight into her.
And she announced over the weekend like an actual date because we knew it was coming in February, but now it's going to be on February 28th that it comes out.
She's supposed to be talking about like a relationship she's been in.
Yeah.
Really? Soccer,
which is something that she's never really talked about publicly. So
that will be very, very interesting.
Young love?
Yeah, exactly. Imagine being cool enough to date Billie Eilish.
I didn't think that type of person existed.
I didn't either. Yeah. But here
no matter what, you're dating below your station if you're Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A few weeks ago, we got really excited to hear that Sex and the City was going to have a reboot. People were stoked. But now it sounds like the show is going to have a COVID-19 storyline. And everyone's like, wait, what? We don't want that. Sarah Jessica Parker said COVID-19 will obviously be a part of the storyline because that's the city these characters live in. And how has that changed relationships once friends disappear? I have great faith that the writers are going to examine it all. No confirmed release date of the new reboot quite yet, but it sounds like they're going to start filming in New York in the spring. Oh, let's hope they don't do that storyline. Apparently, it takes 36 hints to get someone to propose to you. This is according to a new survey of engaged people. Here are the top five most common hints that they dropped. One, accidentally sending texts or emails about rings. Putting on shows or movies about weddings to spark a conversation. Getting friends to start a conversation about engagements. Leaving websites open about weddings. And number five, casually pointing out rings during shopping trips. Mm. New ones.
So casual.
This stat makes sense, too. Only 18% of people have tried just coming out and saying, I want to be engaged.
That sounds like the best idea. Telling somebody
direct communication?
Yeah, telling somebody what you want sounds very, very good and healthy.
Nope. Okay. Let's just stick with passive aggressiveness.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake is working on a new album. He was on Fallon. And Fallon basically asked him, are you doing it? And he goes, yeah, I'm working on something. And that's about all we know. Mm. So he's either at the picking album art stage or he's still writing songs in the notebook titled Justin's Thoughts. We're not quite sure yet. Also during the interview, he mentioned how he'd love to work with Kendrick Lamar or Travis Scott one day. So
would love to see those collaborations.
I'm sure if he really wanted to work with them, he could just call them.
Yeah. I don't know if they would collaborate with him.
Kendrick Lamar did a song with Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Yeah, they would absolutely collaborate.
I don't think Kendrick would do a song with Justin Timberlake.
Yes, I
think 5 years ago when he did Bad Blood, like the remix of Bad Blood, but I don't think now.
Jax, no. Here's the thing about money. Is if you're offered a lot of money to do something, you're going to do it.
I don't think so now.
Based on what?
I don't know. Just like his rap career and how it's gone. He's kind of gone.
You mean based on the history where he did a song with Taylor Swift?
Like 5 years ago, yeah.
Travis Scott will do a song with anyone.
I don't know.
And all of them will. Why not?
I don't know.
If you can make... Okay,
Justin Timberlake has left a bad taste in my mouth after doing the Trolls soundtrack, and you know that.
I think you just don't like Justin Timberlake.
I'm bitter. I used to love Justin Timberlake. I'm just saying, I think JT is beneath Travis Scott and Kendrick Lamar. Just saying. Hot take.
Yeah, but they look at it from a financial perspective and they'd be like, well,
Travis Scott made $100 million last year. He doesn't need it.
If you would have said a couple years ago, Cardi B would do a song with Maroon 5.
I wouldn't know who Cardi B was 5 years ago.
Oh, well, you should have been watching Real Housewives or something. Because wasn't she on there?
No.
I think she was on a reality show first.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Listen, the moral of the story is Jax hates Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, quick poll of the room. TJ, starting with you. You eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be in front of the TV. You're just eating at the table. And you put your plates away in the dishwasher, but you don't put, like, the pots and pans away that were made. Can you relax?
No. No, 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 no.
Jax,
no, no.
Can you
Absolutely
relax?
Absolutely not. I'm doing dishes while I'm cooking.
Producer Jesse, can you relax?
I can relax and let those dishes sit there for days.
Yeah.
Really?
You are an animal.
No.
You know what I like? Waking up the next morning and going, I could do that now, but I won't.
So you let it sit even longer?
I let things sit.
Oh, yeah. Like a full 24?
I'm going to call the police.
Well, it's like what? Like, what is it going to do? What is it really going to do?
Be gross?
Other than prevent you from enjoying your life that evening. And to me, I'm like, I'm going to maximize the amount of time I can out of my evening.
I hate this.
I even have like a pot that I have trouble getting stuff off of. So every time I use it, I have to soak and I think about it.
Yeah. Why don't you just soak a new pot?
What's that? It's like it's really nice. I don't want to get rid of it.
You know what I don't like about it?
It doesn't sound great at all.
It
sounds like an awful pot.
Why don't you do your damn dishes, Adam Wilde?
Yeah, it's not just that he's not doing his dishes. Yeah. It's the arrogance of which he's not doing his dishes.
Get a new pot. Why do you ever wash? Just get a new one.
According to you, the pot that's soaking in the sink would not allow you to relax because your dishes aren't done.
I let it soak for like half an hour. Okay.
But it's a really anxious half an hour.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
So can I ask why? What is it?
Something about things just being out or not in their spot just makes me feel uneasy, and like I can't relax knowing that there's things to do.
Like if tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Jax and Jesse switch spots in the studio because there's little. We have like basically like little cubbies in the studio behind plastic glass, and you were staring at across at Jax instead of to your left.
You couldn't handle it. It would throw me off for a while.
I don't want to be part of TJ's team on this because you have your own pods and parking and you can't handle change.
You've got a spot that a pod spot that you park in.
I just don't like yucky food and germs and stuff like that in the sink. That's
germs,
the only reason.
You're eating it.
No, but I mean like as it's sitting in the bacteria from the air. I just don't like a sink full of dishes.
From the air.
I don't like a sink full of dishes.
Mine has nothing to do with germs. I play it fast and loose with health codes.
Okay, so 416-872-9999, 999, double ended text. I want to know whether you're Jax and TJ people or you're Adam and Jesse people. Can you relax?
No.
And here's the best part. I always love when there's one partner that can totally relax, doesn't care, and the other partner who's like, I can't. Please, God, I'm going to die. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. I'm curious to see what we get more of.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So 51% of people say they cannot relax at all until all the dishes are done.
Yeah.
Meaning that, like, if you're watching a movie, if you're watching TV, if you're watching the hockey game, and you're eating, oh, no, you put that on pause.
Yep.
Cannot watch.
1,000%.
Give us a shout, 416-872-9999. Joe, what about you?
Not much. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Okay, so are you on TJ and Jax's side or Jesse and myself? Meaning,
you
like...
You can let them pile up. You got to wash the dishes right away, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Non-dirty John. I like that.
Hey. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, John, what is it about the dishes sitting there that bothers you?
There's work to be done.
Yeah.
Plus, you know how rewarding it is once you finish dinner, finish the dishes, you're watching Jeopardy. Nothing gets better than that.
Lost me at Jeopardy, but the rest of what you said, maybe, like that last wipe of the counter when everything's clean.
Yeah.
And you're like, I get to sit now.
And I like a clean counter. I like a clean house.
It's two plates. Just get them done.
No, Adam doesn't value hard work, Joe. Oh. I'm sorry.
Hey, John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
And to be clear, producer Jesse and I are like, I'll leave him for the next morning sometimes. Who cares,
Monsters.
Right?
Gross, yeah.
And like, there are some text messages that are a little extreme on the leaving. There's a limit.
Yeah.
There is a limit, but read them out.
Generally, I'm losing faith in humanity on this one. Danielle from Port Hope says, I do the day before dishes while I'm making dinner the next evening. So the night before, she's doing dishes while she's cooking.
So that to me is too long. If you let it go past noon the next day, I think you're like, you're into not...
That's the cutoff.
Not clean care. Yeah, that's my cutoff, for sure.
Another one from the 416. My boyfriend can let dishes sit, but I cannot, which results in my cleaning up most of the time. And occasionally I'll cook. I'll ask him, hey, can you clean up tonight? He'll respond, yeah, I'll do it in the morning, which results with me just cleaning up that night anyway.
So if you were the boyfriend in that situation and you enjoy sex...
Get it together.
Dude, that's your in.
Yeah.
Get it done. What are you doing?
She will jump your bones if that counter is clean.
Oh, like that's probably the sexiest thing to somebody who likes clean stuff, right? Like if somebody came into your house, made you dinner, and then cleaned up, you guys are like, clothes are off, right?
My pants are Velcro for a reason. Yeah. I'm just ripping them off.
It's a pandemic. Nobody's coming in my house. Well, okay? I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, you're not.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. Don't go into anybody's houses right now.
Last one from the 647. Dishes have to get done ASAP. Otherwise, I'm just sitting there thinking about how I need to do the dishes. My boyfriend does not think like that at all, though. He is happy to leave them.
But let's be clear. There's digestion time. Because, like, we're not talking the second that you finish your last bite that you're doing the dishes. Because there has to be, like, digestion time.
Are we?
Yeah.
TJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's digestion time?
Well, yeah, of course. You have, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah. 5, 10 minutes.
That's 10 minutes. Okay.
But things are soaking in that time.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, so you've gotten up and done something.
Yeah.
Are the dishes in front of you or are they at least on the counter?
They're in the other 100 square feet of my apartment.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We finally have a release date for the Billie Eilish documentary, and it's February 26th of this year. She was answering questions on their Instagram, finally gave us the heads up when it was coming out. Yes. Now, she's been teasing it and kind of hinting at it for a little while now, so it's nice to hear. It's called The World's a Little Blurry, and people are really excited about it because she's going to share a lot more of her personal life, including a potential relationship that she's been in, which is really interesting. It's going to come out on Apple Plus again, February 26th. When was the last time you used cash? When I read that question, I really thought about it. It's honestly been almost a year for me. I don't think I've used it in months.
I had cash last week, and I thought about it when I had it. I was like, I haven't had like $5 bills in a long time.
Yeah.
Thinking about where you would use it, and I can't remember, because I know if I would use it now, I would definitely be using hand sanitizer.
I have no idea.
So a new survey asked people, when was the last time you remember using cash? Yeah. And the most common answer was more than a month ago, with 32% of the vote. 14% of people use cash within the last month, 27% within the last few weeks, and 23% within the last few days.
Sold through a few things on Marketplace. Does that count? And then, like, I put it in the bank.
Does that count
as using cash? I guess.
Cash daddy.
Was it in your hand?
It was in my hand.
Then it counts. 79% of people say the pandemic has decreased how often they use cash. Coachella 2021 was officially canceled. So it's 2 years without it now. So they plan to have dates for April this year, but nope, not happening. 2020 was originally postponed from April to October, and then obviously that didn't happen, so it's canceled. That was when it was canceled for the first time in the festival's history. Now, obviously, this would be the second, so this is terrible news for the Flower Crown and natural deodorant companies of the world.
What will they do? What will they do? It's going to be sad. I mean, it's going to be sort of one of those things when we look back and go, God, that was rough.
Yeah.
Not that any of us have ever been to Coachella. But even the content that comes out
but
of Coachella.
But I'd love to go, you know?
I'd love
the option to go.
And I'd love to know that if I had the money to go, I could. But I don't have the money.
Think about it like this, though. When they do have it again, it is going to be
out of control.
Absolute anarchy.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
In the best way. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Honest question. Do you think that you would understand that somebody wants you to propose after 36 hints?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
That is the average amount of hints it takes to get somebody to propose, which is crazy.
That can't be true. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I guess we're
done now.
Should I play the next song?
Yeah, here's Drake.
That can't be true.
Virgin Radio.
I'm saying it's unbelievable, okay?
You're right. Don't forget that you can live rent-free in 2021. Yeah, here's Drake.
Listen to us on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm just
where you can hear Jack shut down even more conversations.
I'm just saying that's frustrating.
All right, so.
Oh, my God.
New survey said half of people who are now engaged, they dropped about 36 hints over the course of, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
8 months. 8 months and 36 hints. That's like 3-4 hints a month. It's a lot.
That's
once a week.
Impressive.
I've been with Val for 10-ish months.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you gotten a hint yet?
Oh, yeah.
What?
There's hints for sure.
No way.
Well, what
after
I would consider
months?
To be hints, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you met me?
Like, yeah.
All I do is move fast.
But yeah. So what are the hints?
A hint. What I would be considered a hint is, oh, my friend got engaged. Look at their ring. Or if I look at, she's like scrolling Pinterest and there's a lot of like wedding ideas pinned to her board. That type of stuff.
What kind of wedding are you guys going to have? Because it's on Pinterest already.
She's from Peterborough, so I'm assuming a somewhat rustic wedding. Modern rustic.
Yeah, in a barn.
Modern rustic. It's definitely going to be in a barn.
It's true.
Edison lights.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a quote-unquote harvest table, which is known as a buffet.
Yeah. All I'm saying is there's engagement photos in a field in my future, I assume.
I can't wait. I always love that when city people go out to the country to take engagement photos in tall grass, and you're like, you don't spend any time. And you live in a condo downtown.
You've never been here.
You've never been here.
I can't wait to see what country song is our first dance song.
Oh, man. All right. We have so much to get to with that. But I did want to ask you this, because here's some of the suggestions that people put forward as, here are the hints that we drop. So accidentally sending texts or emails about rings. I mean, that one, if you don't get it after that, come on. Number two, putting on shows or movies about weddings to spark conversation.
That's just called a rom-com, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, my friend has a, let me ask you if this is a hint. My friend and his girlfriend want to go to Dubai once the pandemic's over. Mm-hmm. That's been their dream.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they recommend that you do is, you know, because the laws are different there in terms of, like, you know, what you can show publicly in terms of affection.
Yep. Yeah.
One of the things they recommend is have a wedding band.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's one of those things that just makes things easier. You guys are married. They see you as a family unit.
Yeah.
It's just different, right? Different culture. Now, she said, well, if you're going to get me a ring, you got to get me a real one.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a hint. That's just a...
Is that a hint?
That's not that's a subtweet. Hint. That's a real tweet.
Yeah. That's a real tweet, right? Yeah. That's what I told him. He's like, no. I'm like, oh, it is.
Play the game there. It's not and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Getting friends to start conversations about engagements. That's kind of sneaky, I thought.
That's conniving, but it happens.
Number four, leaving casual websites open, you know, on their computer. Oh, I'm sorry. My computer was dead and I had to log onto your computer and look up wedding rings.
Does this count the, oh, I keep getting ads for wedding bands or engagement rings. They just keep popping up on my Instagram.
Oh, I think that definitely counts for sure. Because it's like, because Instagram's already listening to you. You know that.
This seems like a lot of work.
It does. Number five, casually pointing out rings during shopping trips. Only 18% of people tried just coming out and saying, hey, I want to get engaged.
See, that's
which would be so much easier.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Like, all of this seems like so much work and so much, like, calculation. Why don't you just tell your partner, hey, I'd like to get engaged?
I will tell you why. Because I have been through this process.
Yeah.
There needs to be some element of surprise.
Yeah.
right?
No, for
and that's,
sure.
And that's the thing, is it like, and my ex was never pushy about it, but yeah. It was like, you still want to have that sort of, there's like that magic that we've been built up with the movies and everything.
Yeah.
Instead of going, hey, I want to get engaged. It's like, you know, that kills the surprise for a lot of people. And then it wouldn't be as fun to be proposed to.
No, I agree with that. Like, you have to, you know, plan out the proposal for sure. But like, just, I'm going to hope that they see my history and the rings that are in it and hope that they know that I want to get engaged. Like, that seems like, I don't know.
Jax, let me put it to you like this.
Just tell them you want to get married.
If you want ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you tell Adam and I really want to get an ice cream after the show.
Yeah.
We'll go out for an ice cream and we'll love the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walked in and you wanted an ice cream and you've been kind of dropping hints about it all week, and you know, for whatever reason, your mom is texting us about taking you out for ice cream, and then your best friends are texting us about taking you out for ice cream.
Okay.
And then Adam and I just show up one day, surprise you on bended knee with an ice cream. You're gonna love it that much more.
No, that's true.
It's the perfect metaphor, and there's no holes in it.
I don't know if ice cream and engagement rings are the same thing.
It's a lifetime commitment.
Okay.
One's on your hips, one's on your leg.
Especially if you're lactose intolerant.
Now, we did get a text message from 905 Ajax Pickering. Hey guys, what about asking your boyfriend to tune into your show right now?
That's a good hint. That's
now,
a good one.
I want to throw this at you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text, including the person that just messaged us. Please tell us the hints that you dropped in order to get engaged. I want to know, beyond this list of five that we put out, what sneaky things did you do to kind of just kind of send that message?
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Drake.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
36 is the number of times you have to hint, apparently, on average, to get proposed to. And that's over the course of an 8-month period. Long process. That's a lot of work. Now, Alicia, you've dropped those hints, right?
I absolutely have, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The hints?
So, my boyfriend and I have been together for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So, our favorite show
Keyword, boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Our favorite show is Suit, so there's a wedding scene in there, and it's like, wouldn't that be just so nice? And means so much to both of us. We both like Suit, and we could totally have a wedding like that. And then there's a lot of videos that go around right now on like TikTok of people trying on different wedding dresses. It's like, wow, what do you think about this? Aren't these nice? What one do you think I should wear?
Love it.
It's eventually just telling them straight up, we need to get engaged, so we'll see what happens.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How come he hasn't got the hint yet?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's got the hint, but he's holding back. Why?
It's kind of what you said earlier. He said he doesn't want me to, because I'm the planner of the relationship.
Right.
He wants that surprise. He wants him to kind of figure it out when he's going to propose.
So he's playing the long game.
Like the 10-year long game.
Yeah,
the 10-year long game.
Oh, wow.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Clock is ticking, and he knows it. Yeah. But hopefully, the surprise comes this year.
All right.
How long do games of Monopoly last with this guy?
Yeah, really. One thing I will say is he made a smart choice not proposing in 2020, because who the hell needs that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, Alicia. And we've got a couple other text messages.
Yeah, we had a text from the 647. There's a gigantic size engagement ring outside of a store on Avenue Road that people take pictures at. So me and my boyfriend were driving by, and I said, well, I hope we can take our engagement pictures here.
And he was probably like, ha ha.
He's like, yeah, it's crazy.
That's pretty
Hey, you got the aux cord or what? Now they're texting the 289. OMG, mine was the best. I made a pin board that said, day one of not being engaged, and so on until he proposed.
That's aggressive.
Well, you know what? At least it's up front.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that
that's
is
straight
true.
Up being
I respect
communicative.
That. I respect that. Okay.
Okay, so we got a call from Andrew that we're going to get to after AJR here. Andrew's girlfriend, now wife, did it in the most direct way possible without saying, you better propose.
Yeah.
And you'll get to that in 2 minutes and 52 seconds.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You dropped hints, a lot of hints, about wanting to get engaged. Or they dropped them on you, kind of like you, Andrew. So how does this story end?
The end is that she's now my wife.
Okay.
But
okay, well,
we
that worked.
Dating. We were still dating, and I was working on a Saturday, and all of a sudden, my phone rings, and I pick it up, my girlfriend, and she says, hey, I just found my dream wedding dress. Should I buy it?
Wow.
I respect her.
Love it.
I respect her.
I said, is it really your dream wedding dress? And she said, yeah, I'm looking at it. It's on sale. Should I buy it? And I said, absolutely. And I went and bought the engagement ring that same day.
Yay!
Yeah, that's really sweet. But it would have been way better if you'd said no first, just a teaser.
that could have turned out different.
Okay.
Could have.
Well, congratulations to the both of you. That's amazing. And I love her boldness.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what? It worked. Gotta be direct sometimes. TJ, text messages, last couple.
How's this for direct? From the 647, I bought myself a ring at Christmas and placed it in the card I got him with his gift. I then placed a note on the ring saying, this is a temporary placeholder for the next few months.
Oh.
Get it.
Wait, does that mean he technically proposed on Christmas, or does he have to have the real ring? I don't know how that works.
She should get him a ring. Come on now.
Sounds like she did.
Yeah, I guess so.
True.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
After months of anticipation, Billie Eilish's documentary officially has a release date. It's coming on Apple Plus as of February 26th.
Yay.
We're really excited to see this because, number one, Billie Eilish is rad. And number two, apparently she talks a bit more about the relationship that she's been in, which is a side we've never really seen from her.
Yeah.
So it's called The World's a Little Blurry. Again, February 26th. It should be a great watch. When was the last time you used cash? New survey asked people this. And when you ask yourself the question, it's probably been a lot longer than you think. The most common answer was more than the month ago, 32% of the vote. 14% of people used cash within the last month, 27% within the last few weeks, and 23% within the last few days. It's been months for me. Like,
the only thing I can think of was like Marketplace. I sold a couple things on
Market.
I sold
Daddy.
A blender.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I used cash last week and I thought of that. I was like, this feels foreign in my mind.
Doesn't
that
feel
like
illegal almost? Also, you never thought about cash as like, we knew it was dirty, right?
Yeah.
We knew it was dirty.
Oh, it's filthy.
But there'd be times where we'd be like, oh, I've got like a Subway sub or something like that, and I just handled some cash. And then, like, especially when you're a teenager or whatever, and then you pay for it and eat it and not wash your hands. Yeah. And now, wouldn't even think of it.
Nope.
Like, I'm sanitizing literally everything I own.
Sanitize my
it's
sub.
Crazy. Yeah.
Sanitize my soul. A few weeks ago, we got excited to hear that Sex and the City was doing a reboot, but it sounds like there's going to be a weird storyline because they're going to acknowledge that COVID happened and that's going to be a big part of Sex and the City. And people are like, what? Why would you do this to us, Sarah Jessica Parker? And she's like, I don't know, reasons. We don't know when it's coming out yet, but we know they're going to start filming in spring.
I don't know if you've seen the latest season of Shameless, but they have COVID within the storyline. Like, they're all going through COVID in Chicago in it, and I don't like it.
I'll be honest with you. I think there's a big difference between acknowledging COVID in the storyline and making the story
the
about
the stories around
COVID.
It in Shameless. And I'm like, I thought that this was supposed to be about escapism.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to see your mask. I already have my own on. Come on.
And I don't care how creative the writers can be. I think it's too soon. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe, I don't know, hit us up, 999-999. When you hear COVID and Sex in the City, are you excited by that? There's nothing about that.
Yeah.
The whole point with Sex in the City was way too expensive clothes, completely outrageous lifestyle, and crazy character.
It's a fever dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It's not. It's how you think upper crust New York society is supposed to be.
It's frustrating.
Not like, oh man, all these bars closed and
it's too
we
real.
Can't go to the gym and we can't see our friends.
Carrie
that
couldn't
like
get
fun.
Her Manhattan because she couldn't go outside.
Right.
It's
Carrie had a bad FaceTime call with someone. Now what?
Exactly.
And she'll end up unghosted.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
You're such a Miranda.
Stop it. They were good before. So maybe they can figure it out this time. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Imagine going to a nightclub. I know. Just let's pull ourselves out of that. Because remember, COVID, COVID waits for no one. And listen, I know if COVID took a day off and nobody could get sick, we'd all be at a nightclub. We'd all be having some fun. However, it doesn't. There is a man who was arrested and issued $17,000 in fine.
Mm-hmm.
For having a makeshift nightclub in his penthouse apartment in Vancouver.
Oh,
now,
this
guy's got 1,100 square feet, which is pretty big for a penthouse.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And he actually had a bouncer at the door.
Sure.
Police showed up 1 week. There was a bouncer at the door that said, sorry, you can't get in to the cops.
Well, they're not on the list.
They're not on the list. And the thing is, if you don't have a search warrant, you can't.
That's right.
So the cop showed up the next week with a search warrant. And of course, they found that not only was there like a bar set up with partygoers, people paying money, he actually had performers as well.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he said it was packed with people and appeared to be running a nightclub and show lounge, meaning there was a show at the lounge.
Okay, so realistically, what type of show do you think was going on? 1,100 like square feet.
I feel to be like a, it'd be some sort of like dance burlesque type thing. There's lots of that when things are open in Toronto, surprisingly. And they're really good. Really classy, really fun. I'm sure it's something like that.
Have to be. I was thinking maybe like a like one of those magicians that are like, oh, guess a card.
I don't think, I don't think
somebody,
they're going to bring a magician up there, $17,000
Well,
looks like you would run your nightclub different than I would run my nightclub. Okay. Who's to say whose is better?
I have to say, I read this story and I kind of felt, not that I was like, honestly, that, okay, part of me wanted to be there, but not in a COVID situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it does make you miss kind of going out and hanging with your friends.
I just want to grind, man.
Do you?
I told you. Yeah, I want to go dancing. I just want to go dancing.
Okay.
Consistently, you've wanted to go dancing.
When we talk about going dancing, so the song, when you're out, the first song that you feel like you need to hear, like enough that you would actually go up to DJ and be like, please play this for
me. You know what everyone wants to hear?
Oh, which is what every person in the club says. Jax, what's it going to be?
It's either like 50 Cent into Club because I am physically once again.
No.
Hang on.
No, it's not.
Hang on. Or it's Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head because I want to feel that thump.
Really?
Or it's Darude Sandstorm. Or it's anything that I can dance to.
Really?
Or it's WAP. It may be WAP.
So this is going to be, where are you going to be, Jax? What club
Anywhere.
Are you going to?
Describe your event,
I'm going
too.
To Cruise and Tangos, man. I'm Cruise going to the Village.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still open.
Yeah.
All the drag queens are dancing, being sassy at everybody in the club. Drinks are flowing. Everybody's getting wild.
What's your outfit like?
What's that? Nothing. I have nothing. No, I do have something
you're just
on.
Nude.
I'm wearing probably a tank top and little shorts. It's the summertime in my dream. Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Showing off the gams.
Roller skates for some reason.
Getaway sticks.
Can I throw this at you? This song is like, I feel like is like an 11 p.m. song because 11 is when the club starts to take off. And then this is where people start to kind of filter onto the dance floor and get into it. Like, Jax is the type of person, if you don't know Jax personally, is kind of a fire starter, right? She's the one where if she's dancing, other people will dance.
Thank you, Adam. That's really
so
nice.
So I feel like, you know, you need a couple of Jaxes in your club to get things going. Yeah. This song would get you going. And then the rest of the night's a blur.
And then it's WAP over and over and over.
Yeah. And Adam and I can confidently call you a fire starter because we're just a couple of wet blankets.
Yeah, that's fire. True.
I'll take it.
No one wants to dance when I'm dancing, but you'll have to.
You're a good dancer.
No, don't.
Sweaty.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When was the last time you had a good cry?
Like today, you mean?
Seriously, answer me honestly.
I cried on Thursday.
What did you cry about?
I was just feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah?
Friday. I cried on Friday.
Okay.
I had mine like a couple weeks ago, actually.
Really?
I just felt like, same thing. Yeah. It just felt like the plate was full. So I watched a bunch of videos on YouTube that could like kick it loose and then I was good to go.
Yeah, so sometimes, I know, but there's people that do that now. And I think my last one was, I think, right before Christmas.
Mm.
So, when you are doing that, you're watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching, TJ?
I watch this is dark, but there was a sportscaster who passed away and his partner had to announce on the air that the guy had passed away, and like watching him get through that speech always cracks me up. I don't know why, but that one did it for me. And I also like watching videos of soldiers coming home and their dogs seeing them for the first time.
God.
And that drives me crazy town bananas.
Reuniting. Oh,
Jackson,
get me going.
What gets it going for you?
I like airport reunions. Airport reunions. Or I like watching them in real life too.
I love that.
Airport reunions, and like parents coming home from like, you know, going overseas or serving and then seeing their kids for the first time or their pets.
So I have this YouTube channel that I love that I've loved for years. It's called Hope for Paws. And it's this dog rescue in Los Angeles because there are a ton of stray dogs there.
Yeah.
And they find them and these dogs are like in rough shape.
Yeah.
And they have to bring cheeseburgers to them and they're like sort of feeding them the cheeseburgers and then they have to
build trust.
The sweet leash on them. And then like you see them a week later and the dog's like thrilled to be alive and so happy and so different and it brings you.
And you have a couple of rescue dogs.
Like I do have a couple of rescue dogs. Yeah. So I love doing that. I think if you can, if it works for you, rescuing a dog is an incredible thing and super fun. And my dogs are great. They're missing a few teeth.
Yeah.
They're not perfect. They're a bit scraggly.
But they're wonderful. You can rescue my dog.
In the meantime, your dog's missing a few teeth too.
You can have them.
Billie Eilish listens to this in her car. This is Mr. Brightside.
amazing. So this song, it's so funny because this is a song that people get amped up about,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
Especially in England. For some reason, the Killers are just huge over there. This song, though, is about falling in love with somebody who has no idea who you are.
Yeah.
And then them falling in love with someone else and watching it happen. Yeah. So she used to, like, just sit there and think about it. And I thought, I'm like, man, this is a kind of a good insight into who Billie Eilish is. That this new documentary with her is coming out
later this month,
February 26th. Yeah.
And it's on Apple, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a fun one to watch because I think sometimes you're like with certain comedians and certain artists, you're like, how do you look at the world?
Yeah.
Like it's totally different from how I look at it.
She's so young.
She's so young, so introspective, so deep. And she's sitting there listening and crying to this. I didn't know that that was the meaning of this song until like a few weeks ago.
And then nine.
I'm kind of excited about this whole thing. And also, TJ, you were saying, talked about a relationship.
Yeah, I guess she had a relationship going. No one really knew about it. It's the first time she's going to talk about that. So that'd be cool.
It's going to be a fun one. Johnny Orlando right now. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.